Well, the end is near, liturgically speaking, that is, right? I mean, next weekend we'll celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, bring an end to this Easter season, to our 50 days of Easter, and that's liturgically. But it's kind of hard to keep track of all that when there are so many other seasons going on. It's planting season, it's spring season, it's Best Fest season, and it's graduation season. I mean, it's hardly a year goes by that any of us don't know at least someone graduating from something, right? I mean, we even had 4K graduation this week in the school. All with a cap and gown and the whole works. We didn't have to worry about the tassel turn or the throwing of the cap because most of them lost them on the way across the stage anyway. So, you know, it's like, but whether it's grade school, high school, college, universities, they all bid farewell to the class of 23. But as different as they are, this liturgical season of Easter and this graduation season, they do overlap a bit. Because what we know in our culture, graduations touch also on what the disciples must have felt a little bit and experienced when they witnessed Christ ascending into the heavens. Because now, for the graduates of Jesus' school of discipleship, it had to be an exciting moment, almost a mystical moment of moving on into something new. There was wonder, but at the same time, wondering like that. Now what do we do, right? Now what do we do? But here's the difference. In our graduation culture today, the institutions of education, they cut ties, right? They just say, bye-bye, you're on your own now. We did what we needed to do. Another class comes in and takes our spot in the band or our spot on the field, get taken up by somebody else. Our sacred lockers are taken over by somebody new. We're no longer the teacher's favorite, right? Schools, whether grade school, high school, universities, medical schools, anybody, that's what they do. They educate you and they send you forth. Bye-bye, all right? But when Christ ascended to heaven, it was not a hallmark goodbye, good luck moment. Ascension is not a moment of time, but an experience of faith, a timeless moment that we all have to capture over and over again in our lives. Because Jesus does not cut ties. He does not abandon his disciples. He ascends to allow his disciples to do what they are called to do, to witness the love of God in this world. He entrusts us to tell that story of his love in our lives. It's our time to proclaim that truth, our time to show the way. Go, therefore, he said, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you to do. So we don't celebrate an ending with the ascension. We celebrate a beginning. Because there is work to be done. We are sent forth to be witnesses of Christ's love in every corner of our lives. But we don't do it alone. Jesus doesn't do this. He does this. He says, I promise to be with you until the end of the age. Schools cut their strings. Jesus didn't. In a world of beginnings and endings, we have Christ with us, without end. So, fellow disciples, fellow graduates, do not expect a card from me this year, because this is not a moment of glory for us. This is not what it's meant to be. We're not on this earth to make a name for ourselves. We are on this earth to give glory to God's name. We're not on this earth to build a kingdom unto ourselves. We're here to build up the kingdom of God. It's our task to relieve suffering of others, to put an end to violence and end to war, to remove ignorance, to heal wounds, to eliminate divisions, to promote understanding, to spread love, to live justice. We're sent forth not to accomplish something great for ourselves, but to accomplish something great for God. And God, our God, will help us to do that. There will be no moment of tassel turning or cap throwing, because when we figure that out, when we really grab on to what it means to be disciples of Christ, our hats will fall right off too.